We have fairly lively morning skates. I think everybody, first game, you know, everybody's going to be wired up and they'll settle into it after 5 or 10 minutes. But yeah, lots of energy training. I think just happy training camp's over more than anything else. Coaches are too.
You say anything at all to Patan and Ehlers?
They get the speech. Everybody gets their first game, gets the same speech. At the end of the day, it boils down to just enjoy it because you only get one of them. So they've worked hard, and no player, as you all know, no player gets here alone. Families, brothers, sisters, support, billets, all the people that go into getting you to the National Hockey League, it's too many to call. So the best thing that those guys can go is do is enjoy it, enjoy all of it, take it all in. I don't tell them not to be nervous. I tell them to be nervous and take it all in, remember everything, try to remember the game if they can when it's over, because it's the only one they get.
What do you remember about your first head coaching stint?
Just staring at my card the whole night, trying to get five guys off the bench. 7-4, San Jose at home, and hit the Burger King drive-thru after as a celebration meal. It's back in the day of VCRs, that's why. We didn't have the extra hours. It was a five-hour ordeal to go through a game, so all the restaurants were closed.
How do you deal with the expectations for your team this year? Maybe snuck up on some people last year, but it's not going to happen this year.
I don't know. Like, it's a real interesting division because it's kind of the same story as last year. There'd be a few teams that brought in, and Dallas again brings in some pretty impressive pieces. And Stanley Cup champion on our side, St. Louis. All the teams that were really solid last year think they've gotten better. Everyone expects Colorado to have a stronger kind of bounce back year. So the expectations don't have us toward the top of the list if you look at most of them, but we have, I think, pretty high expectations for a team. And there's some newness as well. So we've got a little bit of a different look with four players up front that didn't start for us last year. So that just changes the way you look a little bit. So we feel we have expectations that we can be a good team based on how we play. What we need to do is establish that style of play as quickly as we possibly can.
As far as goaltending, how important is it to have a tandem of, almost like a 1 and 1A kind of?
Yeah, especially with what we went through last year, our whole team, even injuries, the confidence built from last year that both guys can win games, and they did, and both guys could go on runs, and they did. I think it takes some pressure off. A certain kind of pressure comes off your goaltender, but then there's always the pressure of competition, which in our situation is really good because beyond that, we also have some goaltenders in our system that we believe are strong enough to play.
So your philosophy is you believe in that internal competition, or would you rather just kind of point to one guy?
That's only answered well on the extremes. I'd like absolutely no competition if it was a cross between Marty Brodeur, Turk Broda, I don't know, pick a really good one, whatever one you liked. I mean, if there's that extreme, then good, right? Run one guy. But there are very few Carey Prices in the league, and even with him, I think they look to try to get his numbers down. The competition's a very, very good thing for us, especially with some of the young guys we have coming.